Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Omed Aleph. We're in the fifth volume Mishneh Berurah, and we began yesterday the very first words of Simin Tof Kuf Yud Zayin. We're really going to do in the entire Tof Kuf Yud Zayin today. We'll start again from the very beginning, which can be found on Kuf Lamites Omed Beis. So we'll read again from the very start. Sif Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Lo mar lechen vani, lo seis lo beitzim o wagozim, o shar mine maichul mishteh. Person is allowed to tell a storekeeper to please give him eggs or walnuts or other food and drink on Yontif. So the halacha here is dino b'yontif k'mo b'shabbos. And we went through Dershu footnote number 1 and the Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Aleph yesterday. So we won't repeat them now. So that's from a Jewish storekeeper. There are certain things you're allowed to do. You just can't mention the specific price. According to some, you can mention measures or amounts. According to others, you can't. In any event, you are allowed to take things from a Jewish store owner. A Jew can buy from a Jewish store owner without buying it, actually. He can just arrange to take the food items, but can't actually pay for them now, obviously. And according to the Mechaber, there are very strict restrictions. According to Ramah, back in Hilchos Shabbos, the less strict restrictions, you just can't specify the money, but you could specify the weight or the amount. Now, if it's a non-Jewish storekeeper, also likach menu dovar, you're not allowed to go take anything from him that is mino, should be mino mechuber, that, let's say apples, I always use that example. So you're not allowed to buy from him apples if there are apple trees nearby, and you have to be concerned that maybe he's going to pluck off the apple trees on Yontif itself. Oh, should be mino mechuber, or that there are fish nearby, let's say you're buying fish from him, and he's going to go and trap the fish on Yontif. So then you have to be concerned that he's going to go and pluck the apples from the tree or catch the fish from the stream on Yontif, and that's not allowed to be done. However, unless you could buy it from him, again, you're not really buying it from him, you're taking it from him, and you'll arrange the payment after Yontif. You'd only be allowed to go and take from him if it's clear that they weren't gathered today, they weren't plucked from the tree today, or they weren't captured from the river today. So if that's known for certain, so then you could go and take from the non-Jewish storekeeper as well on Yontif. Likewise, you can't take eggs from him because maybe the eggs were laid on Yontif, and Beitzim should be Yontif is also. So therefore, you wouldn't be allowed to go and take eggs from him unless, again, you're sure that they weren't laid on that day. But if it's something, let's say you take apples from him, there are no apple trees around. It's a supermarket in New York City, and there are no apple trees around. And there's no streams around, so he obviously brought the fish in before Yontif started. And there's no chicken coops around here, so if he has eggs, they're in cartons, and they're packed, and they're clearly gotten before Yontif. So then, you can take from the non-Jewish storekeeper as well. Even if they were brought from outside the Tchum. Now, this has a lot of caveats that we've learned previously in the previous Simonim, and that since they weren't being brought for you, we're very mako with stuff coming from outside the Tchum. And that's what the Mishneh Berurah reminds us of Kutum Beis. Rotsa lomar, shuvali akum hachenvani. The non-Jewish storekeeper brought them from outside the Tchum for his own purposes. In other words, v'davko b'ir shiruba akum. He's selling it in a city that's mostly non-Jewish people, so he's bringing it in for his non-Jewish customers. The mistama b'shul akum huvalo. He's mistama bringing it for the non-Jewish people, as we already learned, kanal in Simen Tov, Kuf Tezvav, Sivav, and that's why it's allowed. Abo b'ir shiruba Yisrael ochetzio. But, as we had already pointed out, if the city's majority of Jewish cities, then he's bringing it for the Jews. Or even if it's half the Jewish city, osli kachamen, then you're not allowed to go and take it from him. Because in this situation, the mistama b'shul Yisrael bo, he's mistama bringing it for a yid. In this situation, wait until the amount of time that it would have taken to go and bring it, that amount of time you have to go and wait after Yontif is over, as we've already learned previously as well. Dershu foot number 2 reminds us, he's bringing for himself, but also for Jews. So the Bir Halacha previously said, in regards to Shabbos, if a Nochri did something for himself as well as for a Yid, that's a machlokus amongst the Achronim. Are you allowed to or not allowed to get benefit from? Because the bottom line is, he's not only doing it for himself, he is doing it for the Yid. Or do we say, no, since he's doing it for himself, you're allowed to get benefit from it. That is a machlokus. And the conclusion there was, from the words of the Rambam, that it's Osir. However, there are those that are Mekel, so you could rely upon those. You don't have to protest people that are relying upon the Mekel opinion, but L'chadchil, you should follow the Rambam, who is strict. The Mechaber continues and writes, V'chein kemach shenit chanayom b'ir shurubeinu yudim. Likewise, if you have flour that was diced up today, it was ground up today in a city that the majority of the people are non-Jewish people, so therefore, Mestama, the non-Jewish storekeeper, made the flour, he ground up the flour for the non-Jewish people. So then the Mechaber writes, it's mutter, it's permissible for you to get benefit from it, likach mimenu, and to go and take from this non-Jewish storekeeper in this situation, because da daita de Yehudi tochan elei, because he ground it up for his majority customers, which are non-Jewish people. The Mishnah Berurah explains this in Gimel. Hainu shirov halochim pas v'kemach heim nochem. It has to be, again, the purchasers, not the amount of people living in the city. Let's say you live in a city, but nobody goes to that store except Jewish people. So then he's doing it for his Jewish customers. So therefore, you don't look at the people in the city, but you look at his purchases. And if most of his purchases that purchased from him the flour or bread that he made, so if they're non-Jewish people, so then Mistam, he grounded up for the non-Jewish people. However, if his purchases, Avalim Rov Lokim, Pasu Kemach, Hem Yisrael, so then Vadi Yosel, Likach Kemach, you're not allowed to buy flour from him. The Mistam, I died Tom Nitchanu, because he's then grinding it up for the Jewish customers. Unless, Elim Ken Yadua, Shinitcha Meyesma, unless you know for a fact that it was ground before Yontif started. Sifkot and Dali, Mishnah Berurah says, you'll have to purchase it from him if you know that the majority usage of his store is non-Jewish people. The Mishnah Muktzalekah, because there is no issue of Muktzah over here, because the Chitim, Namichazi, Lokos, Bein HaShmashos, because the Chitim aren't actually Muktzah, because you could, if you want, chew them. You make a Bar Pri Adama if you're chewing grain. Olasos, Bein Kolayas Adaisa, or if you wanted to, you can make popcorn out of them, you can make toasted kernels out of them, or some porridge out of them that uses the grains without grinding them up, and therefore, it is not Muktzah. You are then Shipon Usarim. The same thing would apply to rye and to barley. These halachos apply. The Mechaber continues and says, "You're likewise allowed to take from the non-Jewish storekeeper pas shofa boba yom, bread that he baked that day." Obviously, there's no kashrus questions that we're talking about here, because you are allowed to bake, so he's allowed to bake for you on Yontif as well. There is no issa of malach of baking that you're allowed to do. So the only problem would be if he's baking it specifically for you. But if the majority of the people that he's baking bread for are non-Jewish people, so then he's not baking it for you, and you can benefit from it. And the Rama adds, this would be true if it was a Shabbos and a Sunday Yontif, so even though he may have baked it on Shabbos, you're not benefiting from him baking it for you, and therefore you'd be allowed to go and purchase, or actually, as I said, get it from the non-Jewish person and arrange the payment for it after Yontif is over. The Mishnah Berurah adds over here in Sivkot and Hay, wrote to Lomar, Afilu yodua shekemach nitchan hayom, even if you know for a fact that this flour was ground today, since kivan shu be'ir shirov halochim heim akum, since most of the purchases from this store are non-Jewish people, mistam adaitam hayu hatchina v'harkoda, therefore his grinding and his sifting that he did, which would be also to do on Yontif, but since he's doing it as a guy for non-Jewish people, it's allowed for you to benefit from it. However, but if you know that the grinding and the sifting was done for a fact, Erev Yontif, then then even if the majority of his customers are Jewish, it's a large Jewish city, so you'd be allowed to still use it because you know for a fact that he did the prohibited things before Yontif started, just like you could do it before Yontif started, he could do it before Yontif started. The baking, as I pointed out, there's no problem in the baking of the bread on Yontif because you could bake it, so he could bake it for you. Furthermore, the Kosovo Achron in the Mishnah says, the Chol's and my Risha Shuma Salech Moyedua, Vainzorach Ato, Liso Velitain, Imo, Ad Demea Mekach. This is when the price of the bread is known. A loaf of bread is $1.19. So then, in this situation, you can go and take the bread from him on Yontif and pay him after Yontif. But you can't negotiate. You can't start saying how much this is worth. As we already learned in yesterday's share, we pointed out in Dershu footnote number 1, and this was brought down from Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shin Chav Gimel, what you're not allowed to do on Shabbos in terms of taking things from a Jewish storekeeper. The same thing applies to a non-Jewish storekeeper, that you're not allowed to do this in a way where you're discussing the price. And we discussed some of this as well yesterday in Dershu footnote number 1. As well as we brought down, that's where it's discussed in Shulchan Aruch and Sibin Shin Chav Gimel, and the same laws that apply there, Hu Adin Gabi Akum. So whether you're taking from a Jewish or non-Jewish storekeeper, all of those restrictions that apply to a Jewish storekeeper certainly apply to a non-Jewish storekeeper as well, in terms of not discussing the price and possibly not measuring it out or counting it out. Od Kotsu, furthermore, the post can say, if the non-Jewish person says, no credit, sorry, nothing doing, you got to pay me beforehand, I'm not giving you anything on credit, then you can give him collateral and say, okay, here's my collateral, and I'll make the arrangement for payment after Yontif is over. If he's agreement to taking collateral, that's allowed. I will also likro ha'akum leveso, but you can't ask the guy to come to your house, ularus lamos, and say, here's the money, and take it. Shikach biatzvo. So here, you leave $10 on the dining room table and tell the guy, come to my house, take the $10, and then we're fine. No, you're not allowed to do that. That looks too much like a weekday activity, and that is prohibited midrabbanan. Now I feel like the akum also liknos, and even asking a non-Jewish person to go pay for you, that's not allowed as well. The Shaar HaTzion in Osei brings down the Chemed Moshe. You're not allowed to prepay as well. The Chemed Moshe says you can't give him $10 beforehand and then go into the store of the non-Jewish person on Yontif and take the things that you need. However, the Chofetz Chaim says, "Lani is dati acherei sheitiru chacham lelech etzolchem von yoragil etzlov likach min miyontov." He says, "I don't understand this Chemed Moshe. The rabbis permitted you to go to your regular storekeeper and take things on credit." And Rashi explained there, "The kivin shiragil etzlov ma'amino below nisinas mos miyontov." Since you're a regular customer, he knows that you pay up, and therefore he's not afraid to give it to you on credit. So, if that's allowed, so my griuso kishehiktu lamos miyontov. How is it allowing you to take it on credit any worse than you paid beforehand? So, Chofetz Chaim says, I don't understand the Chemed Moshe. But he says, maybe his svar is as follows. Afshar, the svar also, the Chemed Moshe is as follows. When you paid beforehand, and now you're taking it, that basically clinches this sale. That makes it a full-fledged sale. As opposed to if you're paying on credit, so then it's not a full-fledged sale. However, he says, the Ramah previously wrote in Hilchos Shabbos, also litay mos erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to give money to the guy on erev Shabbos. Sheitin lo pas for Shabbos to take bread from him on Shabbos. Why? Because those are daik to the Yisrael kabbet. Because now it looks like he's baking the bread specifically for you on Shabbos, which is not allowed. Ah, but that's by Shabbos. By Yontif, it can be Yontif. Ki hay gabna de ain lochush mishumafia don muteres be Yontif. There is no concern that he's going to bake the bread specifically for you because he's allowed to bake the bread specifically for you on Yontif. And therefore, in lochush b'zem yishu mekach u'memkar. And you don't have to worry about mekach u'memkar. And v'lo domi l'siv beiz, v'sham ha'akum posik sum ha'mos b'yontiv. And it's different than if they negotiate the price and say, this is what the price is on yontiv. So if you prepaid beforehand, the Chofetz Chaim thinks that it would be okay. And he tries to explain the Chemed Moshe, what the rationale was behind the Chemed Moshe. Dear Shafutna number 7 adds another reason from the Shulchan Aruch Harav. He says, when you prepay, so then it is a mekach, and therefore it no longer looks like you're a sheila, like you're borrowing it from him. And therefore, that's the problem. Kishenu nosin mos, nira adovik sheila. If you haven't prepaid, so then it looks like it's just a borrowing, which would be allowable, as opposed to a purchase, which is more of a concern. Okay. Then we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Vav. He says, even if the guy baked it for you on Yontif, it's not a problem. Sivkot and Vav, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ein Beis Yosef, the Daki Moshe, and the Beis Yosef and the Daki Moshe, which is the Ramah, of course, Sheesh Machmir Mazeh, that not everybody agrees with this kula of the Mechaber. And the Shulchan Aruch here, the Mechaber, saw some Lahokil Kedasa Matir. And he was Mekel over here not to bring down the more Machmir opinion, which he himself brings down in the Beis Yosef, as well as the Ramah and the Daki Moshe. Here he's Mekel, and the Chayyadim writes, because of Chayyadim, the Ein Lahokil, Ki in the A Satzor. However, the Chayyadim says, you shouldn't rely upon this lenient psak here in the Mechaber, because there are posts that say that you can't rely upon this. Sivkot and Zayin, we quote the Ramah, who said that it even was baked on Shabbos, as long as you're taking it from Sunday Yontif, you're allowed to. The Mishnah Berurah says, we don't say over here there's a problem that he's making on Shabbos for Yontif. Why not? Hold me, Ikaradin, Shabbos Gufa Mutalecho. Because technically you could eat it on Shabbos as well. Because I, the Shum Chumr of Shabbos, after Mishum Chumr, the Shabbos, Machrim El, the Sinin Shinchafei, Sivdal, Shlomo Shasat Chak, that we don't allow this except under extenuating circumstances on Shabbos itself. Akoponim, the Yontum Shalachu Bein Lachmer. But one doesn't have to carry this Chumrah to the day after Shabbos. Technically on Shabbos you can even do Bishasat Chak, so certainly you can do it on Sunday. We're not Machmer further than that. Now we go to Sif Beis. Mechaber writes, Yisrael Shom Aleinu Yehudi Mibod Yom. If a Yid says to a guy, before Yontif starts, Tikni Leonim Lemocher, go and buy for me on Yontif birds. Lo Yof also. He didn't do the right thing. That's not right. However, after the fact, Avol Mosikvar, if the guy brings it to him, Mutalecho B'Yontif, Mehem B'Yontif. You're allowed to go and eat them on Yontif. However, Vuhu Shalo Yu Mafrichin, as long as they're not flying away, because then there would be a problem of capturing them on Yontif, which wouldn't be allowed to be done. Mishbur explains to Sivkar Nches, Rosh Lomar, L'Tzorach Yontif. He's going to do it for Tzorach Yontif. You're not doing it for a weekday, but still you shouldn't do this L'Chachila. Lo Yofir also, Sivkar Nches, Mishbur explains, Perish. Ben Shinos Lomos, Liknos Lo Lomachar, whether you gave him the money to prepay it, Ben Shavalo, Kinemi Mo Shalchov, and Yachzulach, or whether you tell him, you'll pay for it on your own, and I'll pay you back. It's not right to do this. It's osur. And even if the guy is going to buy for you without paying for it, it's still not right. Because the guy is setting up a set amount of price to pay on yontif, which isn't allowed. The reasoning is, Vatam, the Komash also lasso say the Yisrael be asso. You're not allowed to do that. So therefore, also lomel Yaakov lasso sub yomtov. Then the Yaakov can't do it on your behalf. Afilu mitzaveh amir of yomtov. Even though you're telling him to do it before yomtov, since you wouldn't be allowed to do it on yomtov, he can't do it before you on yomtov, even though you told him before yomtov to do it. And we qualified it further and said, "Vushlo yu mafrichin." The only time it would be allowed b'di'evit if they weren't flying. Sivkan yud. The Mishnah says, "Pirush the oz leka b'ham mishum tzeda." If they're not flying, so then there's no tzeda problem. The kivish enemy hold on the frog since they can't fly. Have a look. They're considered already captured, and if they're in his possession, and there's no problem of tzeda. The only problem is negotiating the price, which we said b'di'evit is okay. But if they're able to fly away, then you also have to be concerned. They were actually trapped today. And that's not allowed. Even though they were trapped officially for Goyim. Oh, I feel you told the male, or they were just trapped stam. Here you have a muktzah problem because they weren't prepared at all. They weren't trapped before in Ukidel in Sif Aleph, as we already learned in Sif Aleph. Now, here you don't require Basmana Kisharyoni Yisrael in a Srichim. In a dove coat, you have to designate which ones you want to use in Yantiv. Here we don't require that level of designation beforehand because the Shal Akum in Srichim Achana. But if it belongs already in the Akum's possession, he doesn't need to be making anything. Because he could shecht all of them, he could use all of them, he could do whatever he wants with them. So therefore, there is no issue or concern that you don't have to designate specifically which one, but it has to be captured. This is all when it's within the Tchum. Oh, I feel the Chutz Tchum will be a Shuvah Akum that died to move out. Or it could even be a city that is mostly Goyim. If it's outside the Tchum, so then he's bringing it on their behalf and not on your behalf. However, Avol b'Yerushalayim Yisrael, but if it's a city that is mostly Jewish people or his purchases are mostly Jewish, umichutz etchum, and it's coming from outside the tchum, then also liochlam adla erev bechleish yasu uchenal b'simin tov kuf tetzvav as we went previously. Then in this situation, there is a problem with bringing it from outside the tchum, and you have to wait kedesh yasu to be able to use it matzei yantiv. We continue in the Chaber and he writes, Abulim Rogel Bekach, if you regularly do this with the same non-Jewish person, so while we said b'di'evit one time it's good, and the kafal chayim brings down in Dishavut number 8 that doing it more than once is called Ragil Bekach, so then also Lechomen. Then you wouldn't be allowed to use it. B'di'evit, you wouldn't be allowed to use it. Mishmur explains in Siv Katan Yud Aleph, Hainu Adle Erev, but they Shiasa. You could be allowed to lose it. It's not a permanent Knas forever. You just can't use it that Yantiv. You have to wait Kadesh Yasa after the Yantiv is over. Why? Kadesh Yen and Mima Shekanu Avur Yantiv. You don't get any benefit from what this guy did for you on Yantiv, which you weren't allowed to have him do for you. And this is really what the Mechaber says. I didn't finish reading the Mechaber. The Ein Zechosh of Dievet, Kivin Shuragu B'Kachi. It's not called Dievet anymore when you've done it on a regular basis, which again, the Kavach Haim says is even doing it twice. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Lomel Chaveru Mali Likli Zeyayin, to go to a friend of yours and say, please fill up this container of wine for me. Dino B'Yontiv Kumu Shabbos. The same halachas apply on Yontiv as they do on Shabbos. And this was discussed previously as well. Hagah, the Ramah says, Kidisa Sim Shin Chav Gimel, who are then Dosul Hotu, Gorolos B'Yontiv Kumu Shabbos. You can't do various types of lotteries to a portion of food on Yontiv, just like you can't do it on Shabbos. And all of this was discussed previously. Kidisa L'El and Sim Shin Chav Bey, Sivav, and Sim Shin Chav Gimel, Ayin Sham. And we discussed this a little bit in yesterday's year already, again from the issue footnote number 1. Now we go to the final Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Lo Yomud Odom Sa'orim Litein L'Bnei Behemta. You're not allowed to measure out the barley to give to your animal. Ela Mishai V'Nosilon. You can just estimate how much the animal needs. You can't measure it out. I need to give 5 pounds. No, you measure out roughly, yeah, this is a good enough amount, and you give it to the animal in that fashion. Sif Katan Yud Beis. Why? Mishmur says, Mishnir Kilo Modi Limkor, because it looks like you're measuring it for selling purposes. And he says, Ayin Le'el and Simon Shinchav Dalit in Sif Bez and Ishabur over there, Vuad Din Lin Yantav, those halachas in Hilchos Shabbos apply to Hilchos Yantav as well. And the issue footnote number 9 reminds us what we learned over there. The Shulchan Aruch, as it was explained by the El Yerab and the Priva Gadim, Shemasa also Limdo, the reason why you're not allowed to measure is Kadei Losis Lafi Vehemto, the reason why you can't measure things after your animal, because that's using a utensil specifically for measuring. However, that you're allowed to go and do it with an estimation is to take a kli. So you're not allowed to take a bucket that has measurements on it. However, you could take a bucket, that's just a stone bucket, and dig into there, to the feed, and fill up that bucket. That would be allowed. Just can't use a specific measuring cup. With this, we conclude Simin Tov Kuf Yud Zayin and today's shir.